Thank you, Lord, that you give us your word so that we might believe. Please help us. Amen. Please sit down. And turn, if you would, to John's Gospel. In the church Bibles, it's in the New Testament, page 94. Page 94, you can see the first chapter of John's Gospel. That's where we're starting in this series through January, and then later into John's Gospel during Lent and Easter. Last week we did verses 1 to 5, and today we pick up at verse 6. Now, lots of us like to think that we become God's people because we search for God. But the good news is different. The Gospel of John tells us like this. God takes the initiative. God starts searching. We respond. God makes the moves. And last week in the first five verses, we saw that Jesus took the initiative as creator in making the universe. This week, in verse 6 and following, we see that God takes the initiative again. Now, I know some people like to say that God does nothing. He sits back and lets things happen. Arm's length, they say. But the good news of John's Gospel is that God has always taken the initiative. Look what he's done, verse 6. He sent John the Baptist. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. And John the Baptist came in order to announce what God was doing next. He came as a witness to testify to the light, verse 7. John the Baptist also came to explain that God takes the lead and looks for a response. A certain type of response is what God is looking for. Verse 7, he came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. Now, there were people in the region where John was writing who called themselves followers of John the Baptist. We see it in Acts chapter 19. So while John is clear in saying that God sent John the Baptist, he is also very clear in saying that John the Baptist is not the one to follow. Verse 8. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. Can you see that God is taking the initiative? John the Baptist was God's announcer, so that people would be ready for Jesus. Because John the Baptist preached about the need we all have for forgiveness of sins, people were ready for Jesus' offer of forgiveness by his death on the cross. Because John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit, people were ready for Jesus and the new start we can have because of him. God took the initiative so that people were more ready for his next initiative, the birth into the world of his one and only, the true light which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. Now, why does God take the initiative? Actually, why does anyone take the initiative? The answer is because they are looking for a response. That's the challenging truth of the Islamist murders in France this week. They took the initiative because they wanted to eliminate some of their enemies as they see it. and frightened many other people into treating Islam better than other worldviews. They wanted a response from their initiative. At the moment, we seem to be in the throes of an election campaign already, and the party politicians in our country are coming up with all sorts of policy initiatives and leaking them into the press day by day because they want to attract more of the electorate, knowing that the general election is due in May. They want a response. Anyone taking initiatives usually wants a response. People take initiatives, looking for a response. And God is looking for a response from us. That's why he sent John the Baptist to announce the coming of Jesus. Response. And the remaining verses of our little section for today examine the response. Verse 10, some of the response was disappointing, says John. Jesus was in the world and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. Jesus created them and they didn't even acknowledge their creator. Disappointing. It was especially disappointing, says John, when not even Jesus' own people accepted him. Many of his fellow Jews ended up turning their backs, verse 11. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. Jesus made his move, took the initiative in order to see a better response than that. And God took the initiative in order to look for a particular type of response. And with many, it did come, says verse 12 and 13. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. What happens with those who respond to God's initiative, that the right sort of response, the one he's looking for? Well, the right sort of response is for Jesus to be accepted by us, acknowledged, received. These are the words that are used in verse 12, which means us believing Jesus, believing in his name, that is, his character, what he stands for, believing what Jesus claims and shows. That's the response that God is looking for. And it goes on to say that that sort of response means we are adopted into God's family, children of God, verse 12. Or another way of saying it, we're born again. Born again into a new family. Jesus talks about the need for everyone to be born again in John chapter 3, just a couple of chapters on. And here in chapter 1, we get the same invitation. We can see in verse 13, who were born, it says. But becoming part of God's family is not a blood thing. It does not depend on our parents or our race. We are born not of blood. Verse 13. And becoming a part of God's family is not about our decision or our initiative. It's God's initiative, not ours, not of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man. Now, in the fleshly sense, babies might come because of our own family planning efforts. But being born again is different. it. It's God's initiative. He calls us to accept and believe Jesus. He gives us hearts to believe and be born again. God adopts us into his family. It's God's gift, free gift. That's the gospel. John's gospel has the good news that God loves us so much that he reaches out and takes the initiative, offering the gift of salvation. And he does the work, his initiative of changing hearts and minds, so that we go from those who don't know him, don't acknowledge him, don't accept him, to the place where we do receive him and we do believe him. This keeps us humble because it's not our doing. It gives us confidence because it depends on what Jesus has done and not on our own efforts. And it is exciting to see God at work. John's gospel, the good news of God's initiative, and at the center of God's initiative towards all the people of the world is Jesus, the Word. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord God, that because you so love the world, you took this initiative. Please help us to respond as you wish, and please, Lord, lead others to do the same for your name's sake. Amen.